Hello everyone, my name is Rachel Idle from the University of Georgia. I am presenting our work on examining various phytochemical attributes of southern highbush and rabbit eye blueberry genotypes. I conducted this work with my colleagues, Scott Neesmith, Daniel Jackson, Jordan Burbage, and Parshall Bush. The two main types of blueberries grown commercially in Georgia are southern highbush and rabbit eye. The main objective of the study was to examine the various phytochemical attributes of southern highbush and rabbit eye varieties grown in Georgia. In 2014, fruit were harvested from southern highbush varieties Camellia, Emerald, Farthing, Legacy, Meadowlark, Rebel, and Star, and from two advanced breeding selections, TH1111 and TH1125. Fruit were also harvested from seven rabbit eye varieties, Alapaha, Brightwell, O'Clockany, Powder Blue, Premier, Tiff Blue, and Vernon. Early, mid, and late season material was selected for both types to represent the Georgia blueberry market. Fruit were harvested from the University of Georgia Blueberry Research Farm near Alapaha, Georgia, from May to July when plants were approximately 50% ripe, from three plants per genotype. Fruit were packed in coolers and transported back to the UGA Griffin campus and were stored in freezer bags at approximately minus 15 C until juice processing and chemical analyses were performed. All juice was processed and chemical analyses were performed at the UGA Agricultural and Environmental Services Laboratory in Athens, Georgia, at approximately 7 to 8 months after harvest. 50 grams of berries for each genotype were thawed at room temperature on benchtop for processing. Berries were then blended and juice was extracted after centrifuging. Measurements included total titratable acids, soluble solid content or degrees Brix, total monomeric anthocyanin concentration, sugars, organic acids, antioxidants, sugar acid ratio in Brix divided by total titratable acids, and also total sugars divided by total acids. Total sugar, organic acid, and antioxidant content were also determined. Data were analyzed using ProcGLM and SAS to examine the genotype and type differences using Tukey HSD. For all traits examined in tables 1 through 4, nearly all genotypes were significantly different. In Table 1, results from percent juice, total titratable acids, and soluble solids are presented. The percent juice obtained from 50 grams of berries was not significantly different between the two types. Southern highbush were significantly higher than rabbit eyes for total titratable acids, and rabbit eye were higher than southern highbush for soluble solid content and for sugar acid ratio using soluble solids and total titratable acids. In Table 2, the results from the three sugars profiled, total sugar, sugar acid ratio using sugars and total acids, and relative sweetness as perceived by humans are presented. Rabbit eyes were higher than southern highbush for sucrose, and no significant difference between the two types was observed for glucose, fructose, or total sugar. Differences between types were also not observed for the total sugar, total acid ratio, or for the relative sweetness index. Results for six profiled acids and total acid content are presented in Table 3. Southern highbush were higher than rabbit eyes for citric acid, and no difference between the two blueberry types was observed for ascorbic acid. For the three remaining acids examined, oxalic, succinic, and malic, rabbit eyes were higher than southern highbush. Rabbit eyes were also over 60% higher than southern highbush for total acid content. In Table 4, the results from total anthocyanins, measured using a pH differential method, and antioxidant profiling are presented. There was no difference observed for total anthocyanins for southern highbush and rabbit eyes. For all four of the antioxidants examined, rabbit eyes were higher than southern highbush, ranging from 23% higher for catechin to over 4 times higher for quercetin. Rabbit eyes were also higher than southern highbush for total antioxidant content by 37%. Results from the study show variation within genotypes for fruit quality and suggest that rabbit eye varieties are quite high in many important compounds. Future studies will be conducted to determine the effect of fruit quality across years and in consumer perception.